Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 9th of April. Starting off with Alpha Growth, where I've never quite worked out what the company does, but I suppose a clue is in the name. Current situation is that we've just clipped the previous target there at that resistance line there from May last year, just shy of 5 pence, looking for an end-of-day close through 4.8 pence. Over the next week, or a weekly close above that, to give us the next target for the shares up to an October resistance line projection, currently promising a target as high as 8 pence as soon as the end of next month. Expecting more here on the basis that all the near-term moving averages are rising, so it looks like a pretty good picture, and also the shares look pretty relaxed at former December resistance or in that area at the moment. Upside valid while we hold above initial April support at 3.5 pence. Moving on to a stock which might start moving now that there's been some interesting news out of the way for the shares, Besant, and I suppose it's a copper play as well. Here we're just breaking that line of resistance finally from November. It's been in a consolidation for, it feels like sort of years rather than months. Want to see an end of day or end of week close today above the resistance line from November and 0.22, which is the 50-day moving average. We can get that. We should be on our way towards an eventual target here over the next 2 to 3 months, as high as that July resistance line projection at 0.7 pence. If you're not quite such an optimist, then obviously a retest of the 0.4, 0.5 pence zone could be on the cards while we hold above recent 0.18, 0.17 pence support. Moving along to a stock which has had has decent price action, decent movement over the recent past. The only slight twist has been the pullback from around 4.5 pence to 2 pence, which I presume would have flushed out all but the most ardent supporters of Clear Leisure. Current situation is that we look as though we have support above the 50-day moving average at 1.96, and while we're above that, on an end-of-day close basis, looking for 3 pence in the first instance, which was late March resistance, and then obviously back up to retest the best levels of the year to date around 4.5 pence. But the big picture target here, maybe over a 2 to 3 month time frame, maybe by the end of June, something like that, would be as high as 7 pence for Clear Leisure. Looks like a decent technical setup there at the moment. Stock which has a share price chart like a heart trace monitor and has maintained that over the recent past is Cat and Eye Innovation. But a good move today, one of its periodic falling wedge breaks that we've had. That's also through the 50-day moving average at 2.77 pence. And then end of day close above that, we're looking for another of our periodic flips up towards 4 to 4.5 pence, the top of the range for Cat and Eye. Big picture target for fans of the stock, and I know there are quite a few digital passport maniacs around there. A big picture target here above 2 pence is as high as 12 pence, which is the top of that rising trend channel from this time last year. Interesting to note here that the shares gapped up in April, and they've always been strong enough never to fill that gap, which tends to happen in multi-bagger situations, so something to watch out for, as I said, if you are a fan of this particular situation. On to a Besant-type situation next, Great Western Mining, which is been in consolidation mode basically since November as well. It looks as though we're ready to break out of this triangle that we've been in since December. The trigger line there around 0.26, 0.27. So wait on a weekly close above that. If we can get that over the next week, which is possible, then we could head up towards the top of a rising trend channel from back in October 2019. That's promising us a target as high as 0.45 pence. On a 2 to 3 month view after that resistance line from January is broken, if it is broken. Upside argument valid here, at least while we're above the 200-day line. That's currently at 0.2, and that's been rising for several months, at least since last September. Onto a stock which I had written down to look at yesterday, but being old and forgetful and slightly blind, I managed to miss it. Here we've got KEFI, and the reason for the possible inclusion yesterday was that the shares had just broken through that resistance line there from September. That was a line, and that is a line at 2.1 pence. So above 2.1 pence, we're looking for KEFI to hit the top of a wide rising trend channel from November 2019. That's promising us a target as high as 4 to 4.5 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. And hopefully we'd see a move such as we saw between July and September last year. So that kind of rally over the next few months on that situation. Support and stop loss area around 2 pence, which is currently where the 50 and 200-day moving averages currently reside. Moving along to a stock which I haven't covered for quite a while, so I suppose it's deserving of a look now. Had a decent move up today for Live Company. I think the trick here has been that the shares have given the impression of having built a base all the way down. I suppose there was a potential base there at 10 pence this time last year. Another base around 8 or 9 in July, etc., etc. Final kick in the teeth came with the gap down that we had in December, and we've been trying to regroup since then. But higher support for April versus that, looks like the selling climax there in February. In fact, if you go by gap rules, we had that exhaustion gap there, and the close above that gap in the middle of February was actually the buy area, or the buy signal, the technical one. And we remained at or above that basically ever since. So on a notional 4 pence entry, we're up at 5.5 pence now. If you're new to the game, then you'd probably be waiting for an end of day close above the 6 pence peak from February neckline resistance. And then that should take us hopefully up towards the top of the broadening triangle from the autumn, as high as 15 pence by the end of June, all things going well. And with that a sort of a prompt break of 6 pence over the next few sessions. Stop loss at the moment back below 4 pence seems to be quite logical. Onto a stock which I haven't covered for a little while, and it's always sort of a private investor favorite on a regular basis. Current situation though not quite so healthy given the retreat from the double top that we had in January, but we do have support here, neckline support around the just below the 1 pence area. So looks as though the shares have found that post-October support area. The low so far this month around 0.9 pence, and above that looking forward hopefully to at least a test of the 50-day moving average at 1.78 pence. That should be seen over the course of April, but probably want to see an end-of-day close or a weekly close above the 1.78 50-day moving average level before assuming that the shares are finally out of danger, even though we do have a notional support zone there just below a penny for aggressive traders. On to a stock which has been one of the best both fundamentally and technically over the recent past, Open Orphan. More news from the company today. I think it was the Data in Motion news that came out. But here we've got, we had the breakout that was flagged at the end of last month, so just in the low 30s, and heading now towards sort of gaining momentum and heading towards the 50 pence target, which has been promised for a few weeks now. That's a resistance line projection from last May, and that should be seen hopefully well before the end of this month. If you're an optimist or a fan of the company, which I'm sure there'll be a few of them around, and 50 pence is not enough, there is the possibility of a move towards 80 to 90 pence at that late August resistance line projection from last year. But one wouldn't want to get too carried away at this stage. I'm sure 50 pence is more than enough for most. In terms of the money management at the moment, the best that you can say really is the shares remain in bull mode at least while they are above the old October peak at 32.5 pence. A rather more difficult stock to get a handle on in the recent past has been Premier African, and the typical scenario here where we have the Duke of York type of price action straight up and then straight back down again, although at least here we retraced not too much more than 50% of the move. Currently though, there's a trigger to look out for, probably an end of day close back above late March resistance at 0.25 pence. If we can get that weekly close or end of day close above that, then there could be a retest for the shares back up towards 0.45, so maybe worth putting an alert on your system for a close like that on Premier African. Great fundamental story at Rainbow Rare Earths is matched by a decent chart as well. We've got this broadening triangle, which is sort of a buy signal in its own right. It tends to be this situation or it's the formation that you have in the most bullish of stocks. Here it looks like we're heading towards 30 pence at that November resistance line. and that target valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 16.5 pence, so a reasonable upside and reasonably good risk reward for rainbow rare earths at the moment. Moving along to a stock which has basically been on a flyer ever since it came to market in December, Tirupati Graphite had a test of the 50-day moving average down towards 90 pence, but bounced sharply since then. Still looking for 130, 140 pence on the upside on the basis that this is a broadening triangle formation. We've also broken that March resistance line through the low 90s, so call that 92 pence, above 92 pence. Still looking for 130 plus on Tirupati Graphite, and given today's production news, that seems to be quite possible. Time frame on that as soon as the end of May. Finishing off with Visarion, which is included the buy sort of default on the basis of the gap to the upside that we've had for the shares. Unfilled gaps to the upside tend to be very good signals on a technical basis, and extra excitement provided here by the way that we've gapped through both the 200 and the 50-day moving averages at 41 and 42 pence respectively. All that's left now probably is to look for an end-of-day close above March resistance. That was at 45 pence, if you're fussy, but really, while we remain above the top of the gap, currently at 41 pence, on an end-of-day close basis, looking for further significant upside. Could be as high as the 70 to 80 pence area by the end of next month, on the basis that we'll see a repeat of that December-January spike for the shares. So that was similar in a way that we had a, I'm sure I can't see if that's a gap or not, but a very strong push through the 200-day line where there was a decent follow-through as well. So let's see if Visarion delivers or repeats that kind of performance over the next month or two. That's it from me today. More updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.